In 2014, federal authorities raided the offices of the Phoenix-based Biological Resource Center, and what they found was shocking and gruesome. Thousands of cadavers, some haphazardly dissected, with the body parts harvested and then resold. In an investigation into the body donation trade, Reuters recently reviewed the now-defunct company's internal records and found confidential law enforcement documents containing profiles of over 2,000 donors, many of them too poor to afford funerals. John Schiffman was one of the lead reporters for the Reuters, and it's called Special Report, a business where bodies were butchered, packaged, and sold. He joins us now. So, John, can you give us a little more detail on what these investigators found?
Inside Biological Resource Center, which is in Phoenix, near not far from the airport, near where the two interstates sort of intersect, they found about 1,700 body parts. They went in looking for, expecting to see perhaps 2-3 freezers full, and they found 40 freezers full of different kinds of body parts, about 10 tons in all, arms, legs, hands, torsos, a few whole bodies.
And who were these people? Who were these donors?
The donors had mostly altruistic intentions, but also some of them were poor. And they were approached by BRC representatives or others at hospices and hospitals or friends, and were told about a deal. They were told that if they donated their bodies to science, that BRC would pay for their cremation. As you may know, funerals are very expensive. They can be $7,000 to $10,000 for a full burial. And what BRC said was, if you donate your body to science so that people can use it for medical training or for medical research or medical education, we'll take care of the cremation for you.
One of the agents in your story called it a homemade horror movie, and another said that he couldn't sleep at night after seeing what he saw. What were these body parts being used for, and describe sort of the gruesome scene there?
Well, one of the things that we found was that they had made a homemade training video, if you were would. And what the folks at BRC did was they were using tools that you could get at Home Depot, say a Sawzall that costs about $200 you would use to cut through drywall or pipe. And if you talk to experts in the medical community, what they really should have been using were $5,000 precision tools, that medical tools that can't be infected and that, you know, are properly used to dissect human beings. I mean, you have to dissect them if you're going to use them for legitimate purposes. And but BRC was using sort of amateur hour, the things that they were using and the ways that they were doing. And one of the things that the agents who went inside found was this videotape, which had never been released until now, which just is a very gruesome removal of somebody's spine and a decapitation using one of these drywall saws, construction saws. And they just found it incredibly disturbing.
So this company, Biological Resource Center, based in Phoenix, what's become of them and what's been their response to the way they handled these bodies and the situations that they may have taken advantage of people that didn't have money, were low income, as you detail in your story? What has been their response?
Well, the owner pleaded guilty to one single charge and related to fraud against customers because they were supplying customers. If you can imagine this, you're a legitimate medical supply company or a legitimate medical device company, or you want to train doctors on how to use a new technique. They were supplying parts infected with hepatitis and HIV, endangering those folks. So Stephen Gore, who was the owner, was sentenced to 1 year's probation, I believe, and he is now a witness in another case. The business went out of business and no longer exists, although some of the parts that they had sold are still being used in different parts of the United States.
And the reason for that is because these body parts are very, very valuable. This is a lucrative business, right?
It is a very lucrative business. It can be. There's a couple that that ran for a long time. Another similar business in Phoenix. Never any accusations that they did anything wrong. But it's fascinating. We got a hold of their tax records and found that, you know, that they made many millions, more than $10 million in a short amount of time by taking donated body parts and then selling them. And in some cases, they lease them. They use them again and again.
So why are there seem to be or there seems to be few regulations for body donation? What's out there? What does exist? And what, from the results of your investigation and your story, can you see that may need to be improved?
Well, it's important to understand that there's a distinction here between body parts that can't be transplanted, say a head or an arm or a leg or a torso, and anything like a heart or a liver or something that could prolong or save a human life. Those are transplant organs, and those are very heavily regulated by the FDA. This area has really not been regulated at all. It's not regulated at all by the feds, and until recently, not by the states either. But even when the states do it, Arizona, as a result of this, passed a law with all sorts of requirements in terms of having a doctor involved and inspections and whatnot. But they still, a year and a half later, haven't promulgated any regulations. There's no administrative rules. So the law is just not enforced yet. And we asked the state of Arizona when they were going to get around to that, the health department. And they said, well, we don't really have a date for anticipated completion at this time.
John Schiffman is a reporter for Reuters. His story is a special report on a business where human bodies were butchered, packaged, and sold. And the company is based right here in Phoenix. John, as we said, kind of a gruesome read, but important stuff. Thanks for your time.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.